It's the impossible question.
Philly's B101.
And it is indeed that impossible. One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it? We're going to go to our first caller. Terry, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
Good, thank you.
Good.
And
all right.
I hope your cat does really well. And I'm sure it will.
Oh, thank you so much, Terry. Thank you. All right. What do you think? Give us your guess.
Okay. I know this is really far-fetched, but I'm saying that you, Kathy, had a pet monkey growing up.
Okay, Terry. I have to
you had
ask.
A pet monkey growing up? Was that what the guess was?
Pet monkey. She wants to know if I had a pet monkey.
Okay.
So I was.
She was growing up.
Yeah. I was obsessed with monkeys growing up. I loved them so much, and I absolutely wanted a pet monkey. Now, Terry, I want to know where you came up with this guess. Did you find a picture of me with a monkey in my house?
No. No, honestly, I did it on a fly because my call was answered so quick, I had to think of something.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Well, that's a really good guess, and I could have sworn it's because you saw a picture. So I have pictures of me and my entire family, all my brothers, my parents, my aunts, uncles, cousins were all there with a chimpanzee in my house.
Is this on your social media now? Is it on your Instagram?
It might be somewhere out there.
Okay.
It may be somewhere on my social. It was a really long time ago. But no, Terry, I actually never had a monkey as a pet.
Okay.
All right.
Well, can I just tell you a quick monkey and cat story?
Yeah.
Quick. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Okay, when I was little, my cat got lost. And, you know, this was before social media and everything, you know, so you had to put the signs up and everything. And when the kitten was found, it was with a family who had a pet monkey in their garage.
And was
so
the cat?
That's how I sort of came up with this, I guess.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I like it, Terry.
One thing is true about the impossible question. It's always a very weird answer, and that was a very weird guess.
Yeah.
So good job on that part. We'll give you the cheers for that one right
Thank
there.
You.
Right? Good job.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Have a great day, Terry.
That's great. Keep the guesses coming.
Yeah, keep them coming. 888-333.
Your mind is blown to the monkey. You're like, wow.
Well, because I really thought she saw the picture of me. So there was an organization down, I think they were in Maryland, and they brought a chimpanzee. They would bring the chimpanzee to parties. They do not do it anymore, and the chimpanzees have since gone to zoos because I think they got too big.
Okay.
I don't know that it was the best idea that we had, but it was amazing to have these chimpanzees in my house. 888-333-B101. It is the impossible question that we are still doing. One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it? One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it? We have Amy on the line. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
For $404, what do you think it is?
I think it was Bobby.
Uh-oh.
And I think he hit a deer.
I hit a deer.
Or
I guess
a deer hit him.
Deer. Well, you know, I live out in Burlington County, so there's a lot of deer all the time. And unfortunately, I have hit a deer. Now, thankfully, they've Ooh. Always gotten up and walked away. So I guess it's a good thing I haven't hit him too hard. So, in fact, recently I had one that he hit me.
Really?
Yeah, I was like.
Did it damage the car?
No, he actually just hit the front tire. Ooh. And then he kind of fell and he looked at me, like, stared at me, like ow. Like, why'd you do that? I was like, well, I didn't mean to.
You're in my
I'm
way.
Sorry. Yeah. So I have hit many a deer.
I don't think I've ever actually hit a deer with my car. I don't believe. I saw one get hit, and I actually saw the police officer come over and have to euthanize it.
Yeah,
that was, and I was like, "Oh my god,
no!"
Terrifying. He just what?
I know.
I freaked out
Laura?
By myself in my car.
No, lucky.
Now I
would die. It's not the answer, and I got a feeling Brett from living up there near Scranton has had the same situation happen to him.
He's hit a deer. Where he grew up, he had to
absolutely
look, right at some point.
Yeah, sorry, Amy.
Yeah, sorry, Amy. Not the correct answer. Let's go to Don. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What's your guess?
I think it is Bobby, and I think he's been bitten by a dog.
Oh, boy. Ooh. Two in a row about me.
Have you ever been bit by a dog?
I have never been bit by a dog. No.
Sorry, Don.
Yeah, not,
okay.
not that.
Thank
All
you.
Right. Yep, you got it.
I think I've definitely, not like where I had to go to the hospital, but I remember getting bit by a Rottweiler and I was like, even to this day, I don't love the breed just because it traumatized me as a child.
For 16 years, I had the most aggressive, huge dog ever, a little Yorkie. And so he was just terrifying. People would make fun of me as I walked him all the time. There's Bobby prancing along with his little Yorkie.
Oh, my gosh. All right, let's go to Amber. Good morning, Amber.
Good morning.
All right, you're the last guest for this round. One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it?
I'm going to say it was Bobby and that he was skunked.
Skunked? Like, like sprayed by a skunk?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, wow.
Have you ever been sprayed by a skunk?
Three animals guesses with me in a row. I mean, I do live out there in Burlington County. My gosh. I have never been sprayed by a skunk. No, not a skunk. No, Amber.
Sorry, Amber. Good guess, though.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Thank you, guys.
They actually were all good guesses.
Good guesses, but no.
That is like a fear of mine, to get sprayed by a skunk, because they say it's so hard to get rid of the smell.
Yep.
Or like an animal, if you have a dog or a cat that gets outside and they get sprayed by the skunk, it's a nightmare.
I mean, just like those situations where you see a deer get hit, you know a skunk has been hit because
immediately
you smell all over. You're like, oh, no.
And could you imagine, like, with
my cute
sense of smell, if I got sprayed, I would I'd have to go to the hospital.
Or imagine if I got skunked and came in here and had to work. You'd be like, out, out.
Go.
I know how to run the board now, Bobby. Out. I learned on a snow day. Out. I remember I did it on a snow day. You couldn't make it in. Out. Get out of here.
Learned on a snow day. We're going to do this again at 9:10. One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it? And I have to say that our listeners make this contest really fun. I love all of their guesses and talking about what they call in with. So we'll do it again at 9:10. We've got $404 for the impossible question this morning. One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it? We have Wendy on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, Wendy?
Good. How are you guys?
We're good. So what do you think it is? What do you think the answer is?
I'm thinking it's Kathy when she hit the yellow pole in the garage, in a parking garage at work, and the whole side of her car was yellow.
Whole side of my car was yellow. Yep. I immediately, that same day, went to the auto body shop and was like, can this get buffed out? And fortunately, they buffed every ounce of yellow off of my car, which was amazing.
It doesn't exist. It never happened,
right?
Never happened.
Wendy, shh. It never happened.
Never speak of this. Never speak of this.
Oh, tell me I'm a winner.
Oh.
Sorry. I did sideswipe the yellow pole, but no, that is not.
Oh, my God. I got the buzzer.
Sorry, Wendy. I'm a fan of the buzzer right here. Fan of the buzzer.
Well, you want to hear something real funny?
Sure.
Real quick. So I was going somewhere, and I was in the parking lot. Good thing I wasn't going fast, but it was around concrete. Like, why do they have this in the middle of the parking lot with mulch in it? Anyway, I wasn't paying attention and ran over it, and I dented the whole side of my door.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, no.
Wendy.
Wendy, thanks for trying. Have a great day.
All right. Take care, guys.
Wendy, just one more time for you. One more time for you. Here you go. Okay, there you go.
Oh, the buzzer.
Take care.
Keep the guesses Keep the guesses coming. 888-333-B101. Only one member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it for $404?
Best friends with Quinn. Her actions could constitute evidence of unlawful.
Wow.
Hello.
Hi.
We heard your talk show going on in the background. That was interesting.
Oh, yeah. It's called training.
Oh, yeah. Pause that. Pause that. Right now.
Put it on mute.
Yeah.
Is this Denise?
It is.
Denise, we've got $404. One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it?
I think it's Brett, and I seem to be picking on Brett because I called yesterday also. But I think he might have been nominated for an Emmy.
Brett being nominated for an Emmy. If you only knew behind the scenes what we have to do to get Brett to pay attention to do anything on the radio here, you would say there's no way Brett was nominated for an Emmy. We love the kid. We love him, but...
No.
You can continue to pick on him all you want. We're fine with that.
I'm going to keep digging.
Keep digging. Thank you. Thanks, Denise.
Thanks. Have a great day.
All right. You too. Linda, we've got $404 up for grabs. One member of the show, the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it?
Bobby, I believe it's you.
Okay. All right. What do you
think? When you were younger, I recall a story you were telling that you used to work for the mafia.
Well, I didn't sign up for the mafia or directly try to work with them. I just happened to work for a restaurant that seemed to be a little organized crime-ish with the amount of cash I was paid. That part is a true story, Linda, but it is not the answer to what we're going for here in the Impossible Question.
So sorry to hear that. But you guys have a fantastic day.
You too. Take care. All right, Margie, here's the deal. You get it right, we give you $404. Pay to the order of Margie. You get it wrong, and a lot of people are very happy because that means it's $505 tomorrow. What do you think the answer is here for the Impossible Question? One member of the show, the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it?
Laura lost her key card to get into work.
Laura, yes. Have you lost your key card to get into work?
I have forgotten my key card a few times. That's why I have to wear it around my neck because we need it to go to the bathroom here. Like, we need it to get into everywhere. And yeah, if you get locked out, it's hard to get back into this studio and everyone here keeps working and they forget about you.
Uh-huh. And Margie, I got to tell you that Laura has that happen. 9 times out of 10, you will also hear banging on the window, which is Brett, because he forgets his key card.
Yep.
Or Kathy, or me, we've all done it, so incorrect, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You got it, take care. Laura, this means tomorrow, $505.
Woo, it's getting up there.
Why is this a thing? Why is everyone making fun of me? What do you
because
want me
Brett
to say?
Did such a good job the one time going, it's getting up there.
By
that
the
was
way,
his Kathy impression. Which sounds nothing like you, by the way, but
nothing
it's, just,
like me.
It's just funny.
It is funny. By the way, if you thought I fell asleep during that round of the Impossible Question, I did. No, I didn't. I got the call about my cat, so I had to jump out of the studio because no caller ID, you know it's them, and you know they're in and out of, the doctors are in and out of surgery all day. So anyway, I had to run out. Cat's doing well, and I'm going to pick him up
good.
After work today.
Yay.
So yeah, I'm really all excited. Right. So that's the update on my cat. Thank you to everybody for the Impossible Question. If you're still on hold, sorry we couldn't get to you. And I just want to say hello to everyone at the Furlong Post Office. My friend Megan just went to the post office. She said they have you blaring inside. So thank you guys for listening to B101. We love you. For the clip of the day, I have an email to prep this, first of all. It says, hi, Kathy. Love the flyers. Love that you played Olivia Dean. I would love to hear, she loves everything. I would love to hear more Olivia Dean and other artists like that on B101. Have an amazing day. And that's from Lisa Worth. And Lisa, Laura, and I would agree with you.
In honor of the Flyers going for the win again tonight to be up 3 games to none, here you go. The clip of the day is Olivia Dean.
Is it the whole song?
Yes.
The clip of the day is an entire song. Enjoy.